Okay, now, let's end this hour with a look at our brains again. You know, we were taking a look, courtesy of BBC, at the times that our brain may be able to perform their best. And just as a brief, you know, review, discovered that it may not be the best time for it. The best time may not be the same for everyone. For some people, it may be this time of the day. For others, it may be that time of the evening. Just to give you just a little bit of what we discussed back then, looking at the fact that they say that evidence suggests that if you're not naturally a morning type, it's best not to try to force yourself to be one. Sleepiness, alertness, short-term memory, and even exercise performance are all linked to the rhythm of body temperature. Body temperature. How many of you found that interesting when we talked about that and realized that temperature was part of the equation of how our brains are performing, whether they're at the peak or not? Cortisol plays an important role for protecting the body. It's the main hormone involved in the fight or flight response. And without the release of it, important parts of the fight or flight response don't happen. Cortisol regulates blood pressure, for example. It also increases blood sugar levels. That ensures that when you're stressed, you don't feel panicky, but you do have the presence of mind and energy to do something about whatever is stressing you. All right, so moving on. They talked about something that a lot of us are very aware of. We've talked about this before. It's interesting. The circadian rhythm. Now, before we move into that, though, let me remind you of this. Cortisol also restores balance after a stressful event. They may be higher in the morning to help us better cope with early starts. Back to body temperature. Generally, our bodies are warmest, when would you say? Early in the morning, when we first get up? Mid-afternoon, would you say evening? Bodies are warmest. Well, according to these experts, generally, our bodies are warmest in the early evening. So it might be best to put off simple mental tasks until then. A daily rhythm comes about that's controlled by the circadian clock, which means that our preference for rising early or late has a small effect on this pattern. Higher core body temperatures caused by normal daily changes increase metabolic activity in the cerebral cortex. This speeds up cognitive processes. All right, now, again, sleepiness, alertness, short-term memory, and even exercise performance are all linked to the rhythm of body temperature. But that does not necessarily mean that temperature directly affects all these processes. Jankowski says it's really the circadian clock that affects temperature and other functions. So based on our temperature profile, we can predict our performance. For example, we have an increased risk of accidents when high sleepiness and low alertness occur in the early morning when our body temperatures are low. And by the way, as we're discussing this, I want you to be thinking, you know, asking yourselves the question, how much of this seems to apply to me as I think back on how my body has performed, how my brain has performed? Does this seem to really jive with what I've experienced, or does this seem to contradict what I've actually experienced? I'm just asking you. All right, so that said, though, high sleepiness, low alertness, early morning when the body temperatures are low, one thing that we've got to do is think about when we're getting to sleep. For more complex tasks, the best time of day is much more dependent on whether you are a morning or an evening person. What's most important is isolating yourself from distractions, and it's best to do this in a way that suits your sleep cycle. In real-life conditions, people who need to perform very complex tasks, demanding separation from distractions, often pick extreme hours when the rest of the world is asleep, according to Jankowski. For morning people, this would be early morning before other people are awake. For evening people, this would be the time when others are already asleep. They've called it a night, but these evening people are saying, hey, this is the time that works for me, and they're up and at them. It's safe to say that stressful work situations like presentations or dealing with conflict should be prioritized earlier in your day, giving you the best opportunity to settle back down to work afterwards. This gives you time to focus on more solitary tasks that require mental focus later in the day. But allow yourself a bit of flexibility depending on whether you know yourself to be a morning person or an evening person. And as I've said before, really go about the business of objectively studying this, objectively determining whether you're truly a morning person or an evening person. Sometimes we just roll ourselves into certain routines, not necessarily because that's what works best for us, but because for other reasons. Maybe we just decide, well, I want to do all of these things first, and so I'll put this on the back burner. And we put it on the back burner, but we know it's got to be done, so we go ahead and get to it at the last minute. And we, you know, at the end of the day, and we say, well, I do that because I'm just an evening person. For some people, they really are evening people, but others are not necessarily evening people. They just, I won't say necessarily procrastinate. Some people do procrastinate, but others just say, well, you know, I just don't want to do it now. I'd rather do this later on. And it may be that some of the other items that they're doing first are more interesting to them. Or maybe those items are easier, or at least seem to be easier than what they put on the back burner. Just be sure that you've determined whether you really are a morning person or an evening person. Turns out the best way to prep your brain, though, for the workday might be from the comfort of your own bed. How many of you find that when you do wake up in the morning, you hit the ground running or you hit the floor running? How many of you prefer to just lie there for a few minutes? Because it seems that as you lie there for a few minutes, you allow your body to more fully awaken. All right, more speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Stay with me.